Hello and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most exam-focused topics in EdExcel Combined Science, chemical changes. This is topic 2.2, and trust me, mastering this will seriously boost your grade. So what makes this topic so important? Well, chemical changes covers acids, bases, neutralization, salt preparation, and electrolysis. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're the foundation of industrial chemistry, and examiners absolutely love testing them. You'll see questions worth anywhere from 2 to 6 marks, and they often combine practical skills with theory. Today, we're going to break down the key concepts, explore exactly what examiners are looking for, highlight the common mistakes that lose marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. By the end of these 10 minutes, you'll have a clear roadmap for tackling any chemical changes question with confidence. Let's get started. First up, acids and alkalis. This might seem basic, but getting the definitions precise is crucial. In aqueous solution, acids produce hydrogen ions, that's H+, while alkalis produce hydroxide ions, OH-. Notice I said in aqueous solution, that's a key phrase examiners want to see. Acids don't just magically have hydrogen ions, they release them when dissolved in water. Now, here's a distinction that trips up loads of students: strong versus concentrated. These are not the same thing. A strong acid, like hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, or nitric acid, is fully ionized in water. Every molecule breaks apart to release hydrogen ions. A weak acid, like ethanoic acid or citric acid, only partially ionizes, most molecules stay intact. Concentration, on the other hand, is about how many moles of acid you've got per unit volume. You can have a concentrated weak acid or a dilute strong acid. Examiners love testing this difference, especially at higher tier, so make sure you're crystal clear on it. Let's talk about the pH scale. It runs from 0 to 14. Acids are below 7, neutral is exactly 7, and alkalis are above 7. The lower the pH, the higher the concentration of hydrogen ions. This is a logarithmic scale, so a pH of 2 has 10 times more hydrogen ions than a pH of 3. That's a detail that can earn you an extra mark in extended response questions. Next, neutralization. When an acid reacts with an alkali, you get a salt and water. The ionic equation for this is absolutely essential to memorize. H plus aqueous plus OH minus aqueous gives you H2O liquid. Notice the state symbols. They're often explicitly requested in exam questions, and missing them costs marks. The salt you get depends on the acid and the base. Hydrochloric acid gives chlorides, sulfuric acid gives sulfates, and nitric acid gives nitrates. Now let's move to salt preparation. This is a massive practical topic. If you're making a soluble salt from an insoluble base like copper oxide reacting with sulfuric acid to make copper sulfate, here's the method. You add excess base to the acid and heat it. Why excess? Because you need to make sure all the acid has reacted. Then you filter to remove the unreacted base. The filtrate contains your dissolved salt. Now here's the critical bit. You heat the filtrate until you reach the point of crystallization, not until it's completely dry. If you heat it to dryness, you risk decomposing the salt. Examiners are very specific about this wording, so use it. There's a handy mnemonic for remembering which salts are soluble: SPAN. Sodium, potassium, ammonium, and nitrate salts are always soluble. This helps you predict whether you'll get a precipitate in a reaction. Finally, electrolysis. This is where you use electricity to break down a compound. The key is understanding what happens at each electrode. The cathode is the negative electrode, and cations, positive ions, migrate toward it. The anode is the positive electrode, and anions, negative ions, migrate toward it. A common mistake is thinking hydrogen is produced at the anode. It's not. Hydrogen is produced at the cathode. In molten electrolytes, it's straightforward. The metal forms at the cathode, and the non-metal forms at the anode. But in aqueous electrolytes, you've got water ions competing. At the cathode, if the metal is more reactive than hydrogen, you get hydrogen gas instead of the metal. At the anode, if you've got a halide ion like chloride or bromide, you get the halogen gas. If not, you get oxygen from the hydroxide ions. For higher tier, you need to write half equations. At the cathode, for example, hydrogen ions gain electrons. 2H plus plus 2 electrons gives H2. At the anode, chloride ions lose electrons. 2Cl minus gives Cl2 plus 2 electrons. Make sure you balance the charges and the atoms. Right, let's talk exam technique. Chemical changes questions are worth about 40% AO1, that's recall, and 40% AO2, application. So you need to know your facts, but you also need to apply them to unfamiliar contexts. When you see the command word state, keep it brief. one or two words. Describe means say what happens or what something looks like. Use proper terminology. Explain is the big one. You need to say how or why, and the word because should appear in your answer to link cause and effect. Common mistakes: forgetting state symbols when they're asked for, confusing strong with concentrated writing hydrogen at the anode instead of the cathode, and in salt preparation, saying heat to dryness instead of heat to the point of crystallization. Here's a top tip. In electrolysis questions, always check whether the electrolyte is molten or aqueous. That one word changes everything about your answer. And when you're writing ionic equations, double check your charges balance on both sides. Time management: aim for about 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark question should take you 6 to 7 minutes. If you're stuck, move on and come back. Don't let one question eat up all your time. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Question 1. What ions do acids produce in aqueous solution? Answer: hydrogen ions, H+. Question 2. What is the ionic equation for neutralization? Answer: H plus aqueous plus OH minus aqueous gives H2O liquid. Question 3. At which electrode is hydrogen gas produced during electrolysis? Answer: the cathode, the negative electrode. Question 4. What does SPAN stand for in solubility rules? Answer: sodium, potassium, ammonium, nitrates, always soluble. Question 5. What's the difference between a strong acid and a concentrated acid? Answer: strong means fully ionized. Concentrated means high moles per unit volume. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essentials of chemical changes, the behavior of acids and alkalis, the process of neutralization and salt preparation, and the principles of electrolysis in both molten and aqueous states. Remember, precision in language is everything. Use terms like aqueous solution, point of crystallization, and fully ionized to show examiners you really understand the chemistry. Focus on those common mistakes. Don't confuse strong with concentrated. Always check whether your electrolyte is molten or aqueous, and never forget your state symbols when they're requested. Practice is key. Work through past papers, pay attention to the mark schemes, and notice the exact wording examiners use. The more you expose yourself to real exam questions, the more confident you'll become. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep revising, stay focused, and good luck with your exams. You've got this.